Just one interesting question from Achim Ben Sion. This question was, if a person knows he's being recorded on Shabbat, is it permissible for him to continue talking and singing and doing whatever he's doing if he knows he's being recorded? So Achim Ben Sion says, "Asur lashmi adibarim im yodeya shidibarab muklatim b'rasham kol." Rasham kol means a tape. What's the logic of his halakha? So he says, interesting. What would be the isur of talking into a tape recorder on Shabbat? What one of the melachot is he doing? Saying you're being kotev, is that considered dere ketiva? You're making, with your mouth, you're making waves. So he says, interestingly enough, הפעלת רשם קול בשבת עשו למשום תיקון מנה והמשמיע דברים באופן שדברם נקלטים ברשם קול, יש בזה שום משום מכה בפטיש, שהרי כתוצאה מדיבורו, as a result of his words, נרשמים סימנים בקלטת, it makes signs or you know different signs, ridges on the tape or on the CD, we'll call it. Ve'na'aseh gemar melacha bekaletet. Now there's gemar melacha. Now the kaletet is finished. Now you can listen to it. Before that, what's the purpose of an empty tape? It has no function. Now you finish the tape. Now it's able to listen to it. Ve'lachen yesh zaru shelo yikretu devara berasham kol. So it's a non-practical case of makibe patish, where you wouldn't think makibe is going to do a hammer. But anything that has to do with Gemar Melacha, like talking into a recorder on Shabbat that you know was on, is a Sud, as Chem Ben Sion. It's an Olishon Perek Membet, Perek Membet, question Zayin.